Hello, my name's Toby Blomet, and I'm one of the organizers of Camp Pelosi. This is Leslie. She's been a trooper. The two of us have been holding Camp Pelosi for 10 evenings now, between the two of us, and tons of support from Code Pink and other people in the neighborhood have dropped off food and water. And Camp Pelosi started 10 days ago because we are women and men who have been lobbying Nancy Pelosi's office for over a month now, dozens of people coming in weekly to call on Nancy and urge her to not fund this war anymore. Her staff says that Nancy does not have any time to meet with us for 3 months, but we feel our country is facing a crisis right now. We're posturing to go into Iran. We don't want the war to escalate. We want the troops to come home. And so, because we've been working so hard for peace, and as all of you know, thousands of people have been trying to end this war for 4 years. We've done tons of different things. We've had weekly vigils in communities all across the country. We've had peace marches regularly, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands marching for peace. Thousands of citizens writing letters, making phone calls, calling our Congress to end this war. Petitions that we've delivered to the White House and to Congress. Military families delivering letters. Even the troops now have called for Congress to stop funding the war. There's been an organized group of servicemen, as some of you know. We don't know what else to do to get our Congress to bring us to peace, but we are desperate because we're tired of the suffering of the war, both in Iraq and our poor soldiers who are not giving decent care. We're tired of the brain injuries and the amputations and you know all else. And so we have run out of ideas. And we decided we marched from the bridge a week ago on Sunday and landed at Camp Pelosi's. And we only thought we were going to be there one day. And Leslie and I, together with support of lots of people in San Francisco, have kept the camp going for over a week now. And we need the community to keep coming and helping us support it. We're going to be there until the funding vote, the appropriations bill, is voted on. And when Nancy makes her vote, if it's a yes, we're going to have a civil disobedience at 6 o'clock the day after the vote, and we welcome all citizens to come and witness Americans that are willing to put their bodies on the line and say, we don't want this war to continue. So on Broadway between Divisadero and Scott, at 6 o'clock the day after the voting happens, we want you guys all to come down and support us. So thank you for the time, and come visit Camp Pelosi. It's a beautiful little camp on the corner, right in front of Nancy Pelosi's house, 2640 Broadway. And here's Leslie. She wants to say a few words.
Hello. Yes, please come to Camp Pelosi. And I started being very active last year and with a hunger strike, the Troops Home Fast. I fasted 25 days. I've been to Washington, D.C. twice in the last 6 months. And we've been to this office trying to get an appointment with Pelosi, and we were unable to, so that's why we're in front of her home. But I'd much rather be home in Marin, in my little sweet home. So please, let's end this war. Thank you.
No money for war.
Thank you, troopers at Camp Pelosi.